OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's going on, everybody? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to The Stephen Knight Show. Here on EOTM Radio. As always, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. We have another great show lined up for you. We'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, and the latest in movie reviews. Now, many of us are starting to feel the pressure as the summer months approach. What can we do to get the beach bodies we've always wanted? Well, tonight we are talking to no-nonsense fitness trainer and coach Dick McGarry and James Hurd of Team Hope to give us tips on getting fit for the summer. As always, we want you to be part of the discussion, so call in with your questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. You can also join us in chat. There's a link on our Facebook page. But first, Ms. Parker, how are you feeling tonight?
Hi, I'm doing well. Feeling great. I actually just got back from the gym, so I'm feeling really good tonight.
Oh, yeah. So you pumped up. So you ready for this discussion?
I know. I'm ready for some little tips. But as I posted on Facebook, I'm wearing a size 2 in women now, so I may want to slow down a little bit. But,
yeah.
You know, I'm always taking notes on different fitness,
right.
Healthy eating tips and things like that. I went in last week, though, because, you know, I've been working out and eating really healthy for the Miami trip. And so even on the Miami trip, I was eating pretty healthy, egg whites and low carb. And when I got back, I just had everything I've been on the last two months. I had Huda wings.
Well, you deserved it.
I was going in. So I woke up this morning and I decided I was getting back on track. And I made a whole pot of cabbage and baked a whole thing of chicken. So I'm going to be on that all week.
Okay. Yeah. I'm saying that people have seen you and they're like, wow, what did she do? I mean, you know, they say how great you look, you know. But, you know, the guys are like, you know,
what happened to you?
She was perfect the way she was.
Yeah.
But no, you look great. You look great. So,
thank you.
So now you're just trying to what? You're trying to maintain kind of?
What happened?
I mean, now you're trying to just maintain.
Exactly. I think that's the hardest part is, you know, once you lose the weight, you feel like you can be a little bit more lax on what you eat, and you're not going as hard, so I kind of had to check myself and get back on my routine today. But it actually felt good. You know, once you get back into your routine, you don't, you know, you're not as hungry as you thought you would be. It's crazy because when you eat unhealthy, you're hungrier more.
Right.
You know what I mean? For some reason, when I'm not eating healthy, I'm hungrier more, and I crave more of the bad stuff. And when I am eating healthy, I'm okay. You know, I'm going through the day and not feeling like I'm starving. So,
do you find that the summer months make you want to be in better shape? You know, with the weather being the way it is and everything. You know, you see people outside wearing less clothes. Does it encourage you to like just want to be?
Yeah, I think during the winter months, you're more. You know, you're indoors more. You're you might be booed up or someone laid up.
Right.
And, I mean, you're cooking. I know I cook more during the summertime, and I cook more, you know, food that's going to keep me warm. And even though there's soups, I'm still a carb lover. I think the biggest thing for me is during the winter months, I eat a lot of carbs because it's warm and, you know, that hearty food. So, you know, during the summer months, it's more lighter, and you kind of crave lighter food and that heavy stuff. So.
Right, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm interested.
How's the other thing been going?
I'm doing good. You know, I have picked up a few pounds. Not too bad, but, you know, like you said, in the summertime, you want to cut some of that excess weight. And so, yeah, I've been on it. I've been on it, especially in the gym. Right now, I had some trouble that's me. I'm eating like my snack. But anyway. But, yeah, I'm interested.
I just murdered some things. Watermelon.
Oh, that's your thing. You love watermelon. Watermelon's good. That's a book. Every stereotype in the book, but. But anyway, TK and Adam, y'all on?
Yep. Yes, sir.
What's going on?
Hey, guys.
Hey, nothing.
How are you, Ms. Parker?
I am doing very well. And yourself?
I am good.
Good.
What's going on, Adam? How are you?
Hey, good, good.
I'm doing well. I saw your picture. I like your picture you posted on Facebook.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that was
cool.
Congrats.
Yeah,
that's not my kid, though.
That's my movie you're doing. You said about your kid. We know about your kid, Adam.
What's that supposed to mean, Steven?
Anyone that saw the picture is Adam, and he's holding a black baby. We know about your kid. I know who we talked about. But tell us about what you were doing this weekend, where the picture came from. Where the picture came from?
Yeah, it was a film by, well, it's a short film that they're doing. Steven?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, sorry, I'm getting some weird feedback. So it was this writer, Travis Hunter, and he lives in the Atlanta area, and he wrote a series of books, but he wrote this one called Dark Child. And so we're filming a short, we filmed a short this past weekend to promote, he's trying to pitch it to HBO, I think is the studio that's interested, but I'm not too sure which one it is, and hopefully I'm not supposed to say that, but either way, so they told them to shoot a short, and if they like it, they'll pick it up to do a full feature for this book. And the basic premise is this guy is trying to uncover, he's coming to help his sister, who's kind of fall to the wayside. She's a crackhead and everything like that, and he gets involved with this whole ring of these people that are taking ghetto children and selling them, reselling them to families. So, you know, they buy it from the crack mom, they sell them off. And so in the shot, I'm actually one of the bad guys in the scene. And I just did a trade-off with one of the main character's sister, and then I just go out and shoot the main character. So it'll be an interesting video short, you know, I'll let you know when it gets posted and everything like that.
Okay, great, very great. I can't wait to see the full thing. And Chica, I know you celebrated your birthday this weekend. Is that correct?
I sure did.
How was the
party?
Yes, I want to know.
Sure did.
How was the party?
The party was awesome. Yeah, it was awesome, and that's pretty much all I'm going to say. We had fun. We had a whole lot of fun. And on regard to that, I just want to give a shout-out to 90 Degrees Nightclub, and also Mo, you did an awesome job. You tended to my needs, and you made sure that everything went over seamlessly for me. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
That's great.
Yeah.
So let me ask, before we get into the movies, me and Park were just talking about what we're doing to try to get fit for the summer. Are you all doing anything, or are you already there, or what?
Adam, you want to take that one?
Well, as Steven knows, I'm already there, you know. I think the picture can attest to that a little more. But, I've been eating healthy, you know, trying to avoid any sweets. I try to avoid sweets and any kind of other things like that. Exercising, I do light exercising. I'll admit I'm not a fan of the gym. Exercising is really boring to me. So, you know, I'll get around and play tennis, do kind of sports activities just to keep myself in shape. But I'm not too big on the gym, unfortunately.
Adam, I saw the picture of that plate you posted. A few days ago.
Oh yeah.
And I went on your page.
Yeah,
I see that you're a foodie. You love trying different types of food. I love that. So we definitely have to link up.
Yeah, we'll have to share some food places.
Okay. What was that place called?
That one's called Aladdin. Aladdin. Looks like Aladdin's, and it's up
and it's
off Roosevelt Road near Northridge. Yeah, Middle Eastern place. Definitely a lot of good food there.
Okay, we'll check that out.
Perfect.
So what's going on in the movies, guys?
Chige, you want me to start it off? Hello?
I think we may have lost Chike.
Okay. Well, I'll fill in until he calls in, because he saw a different movie, so we're definitely going to have a good amount of reviews. I saw The Dictator this weekend, and for those who don't know, it's a movie by Sacha Baron Cohen, who is famous for doing the Borat movie and the Bruno movie. This one is follows an actual storyline, so it's not kind of like a progressed reality in the sense of that. And it's definitely not a PC movie. It's going to be offensive. It's about this North African dictator of Waida, and his name is General Admiral Aladdin, and it plays off the spoof of a lot of those international pariahs, the Gaddafis, the Kim Jong-il, the North Korean guy. So he's kind of a parody of that. You know, he has the big beard. He has all the servants. He lives in the desert. You know, he has a lot of oil money. And the movie basically plays on him going to America to speak at the UN. And in the process, he actually gets switched out with the body double because of a kind of a plot to replace him. They shave his beard, and now he's trying to get back to the UN. But, of course, no one knows what he looks like because he has a shaved beard. And it's a story about him kind of finding his way. You know, there's a girl in the story, so there's some of a love subplot. But it's definitely a funny movie. Like I said, it's not for the lighthearted. There's a lot of offensive jokes in the movie. There is a little bit of nudity. But if you like laughing, I mean, you're gonna be laughing nonstop. And as an Arab American, I, you know, feel the jokes a little bit more because so it makes them a little more funnier because you see the part where they're speaking Arabic in the helicopter and they say, you know, Empire State Building and Statue of Liberty and stuff like that, and the other people are scared to death. And so I just laugh out loud of that because, you know, that is what it sounds like, and I'm sure that's what the people are thinking too. So it has a lot of those elements. You know, there are a few jokes that fall flat where they try a little bit too hard on some of it, but overall, if you're ready for a good laugh, you're okay with raunchy humor, then definitely check it out.
And Chike, what'd you think? I was told it was back on. Chike, you there? Chike?
Okay.
We lost Chike. Maybe he'll call back in. Maybe we can go to sports next.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
just, right,
yeah. He did Samaritan and Battleship, so he'll have two good reviews. Hopefully he calls back in and gives you guys an update for that.
Okay. Definitely be looking out for him. And thanks again, Adam, and good luck with the movie and everything. And
all right,
talk
thanks
to
a lot.
Yes, thanks as always.
All right, perfect. And Michelle, we'll have to do lunch still, now that you're in the
area. Okay.
All right, perfect.
Definitely.
All right. What's up,
Aaron? Yo, what's up? What's up, everybody? No technical difficulties here yet, so let's keep our fingers crossed.
All right, okay.
That way.
Yeah.
So how was
everything?
Myself and one.
They actually kept the lead this time, you know?
I know. Oh, my God. Do not go there. I was so upset on Friday. But
they
should have
actually already won this series with Quartet.
I know.
Yeah.
They could have just gotten – it could have been over with, you know?
They could have been over with. They could be sitting back waiting on Miami and the Pacers to do whatever they're going to do.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly, but it is what it is.
Yeah, but anyway, what's going on right now at the NBA? It's pretty much, I think it's the Spurs season. The Spurs are just playing, I can't even put words to it. They're just playing outstanding ball right now. Now, mind you, they are old as dirt. Old team. I mean, Tim Duck has been in the league, forever. Tony Parker's been in it.
He's been playing since I was like 10.
Right, exactly.
All of them, but
Ms. Parker, it's like they had their.
But that, they
like,
have the most boring team ever. Do you try watching their games? It's like.
I watch it, and it's like
paint
dry.
Like
it is.
Basketball. It's like basketball by the books. No tricks, no dunking.
Yeah. It's textbook fundamental basketball at its best.
Yeah.
It is not fast break game, slam dunk, alley oops, none of that. It's just textbook.
Nah, you're not gonna get that.
And they haven't lost the game in a minute, right?
So what?
They haven't lost the game in a minute, right?
Nope. They're on like a, I think they're like on like an 18 game winning streak or something like that, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. So I just can't wait to see them play Oklahoma City in the Western Conference Finals. Pretty much, I feel that the winner of that series will win the championship. Miami, even if they win this series with the Pacers, I just don't feel that they're going to do anything in the finals, if they even make it to the finals, you know. So, but I will say this, though. Pacers are good. Y'all, the Pacers are actually good. Who would have thought? Who would have thought?
I don't even know who those guys are, but they're playing some ball.
Nobody does. You know, the Pacers remind me kind of like Philly. It's like who is on their team? What is their team about? Pretty much, they're just average players, but they play really good defense.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they're playing some good basketball right now.
Oh yeah. I have to say this also really, 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 really quickly. The coach for the Heat, they need to make D-Wade cry and get upset more often, because dude had a crappy game last game, but in the following game he had the best game of the playoffs and they won. So, you know, D-Wade, cry more often, man. Pout, you know. Yeah, cry more often, man. That was funny. That was hilarious seeing Wade getting all upset at his coach whenever he's the one playing. I'm like, dude, why'd you get mad at your coach? You the one who's not playing well.
I understand
his
frustration, because when LeBron doesn't play well, D-Wade usually plays very well. When D-Wade doesn't play well, it seems like LeBron doesn't play well. I mean, like, it seems like when LeBron is having a bad day on the court, D-Wade put in more effort to try to make up for him not playing well. But it's
right.
When D-Wade plays have a bad day, LeBron just shuts down. You know, it's like D-Wade can have a bad day, and then you have a bad day. You have to kind of take up for the slack. So
I think
that's
right.
Kind of where the frustration comes from, but I don't think D-Wade is ever going to call him out on that. You know, he's not Kobe, so.
Right.
That's true.
But no,
he'll call you out. He don't play.
Ms. Parker's right, because that game that the Heat lost, that Wade was crying and everything. Wade only had 5 points in that game, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
the actual leading scorer for the Heat in that game was Mario Chalmers with 25 points.
Yep.
So that tells you.
Yep.
LeBron James did not step up like he should have. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
It's like he played better by himself when he was in Cleveland. Now that he's in Miami, like it seemed like he doesn't know how to carry a game anymore. And not that he should have to, but it's like,
right.
Okay, that's why they brought you. You was a one man,
superstar,
killing them
right.
by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And so
yeah.
Now
exactly.
You have three other people, superstars on your team, and when they shut, you know, when they're having a bad day, you shut down. It's like. Get it
right.
together. I don't like Miami.
You're right. Ms. Parker is right because the last game that the Heat won, Wade had a great game. LeBron had an amazing game, a darn near triple-double. 17 rebounds, 38 points, 37 points, 17 rebounds, 9 assists. I mean, come on. He had an outstanding game. But Wade had 30 or 31 points also in the game. So Ms. Parker's right. Yeah, if Wade's doing great, LeBron does great. If Wade struggles, LeBron struggles. So they need to get it together. But one more thing, LeBron should not have gotten MVP this year. Yes, I'm saying it. I've said it over and over again. I'm gonna say it again. He should not have gotten MVP. He shouldn't have.
Who do you think deserves it?
Kevin Durant.
Okay.
Kevin Durant. Yep. LeBron James won MVP again this season. Third time in 4 years. Third time in 4 years. Kobe has won 5 championships. He's only won the MVP one time. LeBron James has won 0 championships, and he gets 3 MVPs in 4 years. I'm just saying. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my perspective on that. If you got any comments, concerns, questions, you can tweet me at Ron Costi1. You can hit me up on Facebook at Aaron Cosby, and I'm out.
All right, Aaron. I appreciate you, man.
Out.
No problem. See y'all next week.
Later.
And I believe CK is back on with me. Is that right?
Can you guys hear me now?
We hear you now.
CK.
Hi.
Happy belated birthday, my brother.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Ms. Parker. Thank you.
No problem. I just saw your picture.
Sorry
you
about the technical
out.
Difficulty, people. What'd you say?
Heard me? I just saw your pictures. You were wilding out.
I was. I deserve it, though.
I know. I'm just messing with you. It looks like you had a good time.
I really, really did. I just wish that you guys were up here or I was down there to celebrate with you. Because I haven't partied with you guys yet.
That would have been great.
I know.
Definitely.
We
but
go
it'll
hard,
happen.
Too.
It'll happen.
I
know.
Happen.
Oh, I know.
Okay,
so I went to go see Battleship, and I went to go see The Samaritan. Battleship is a big-budget film which didn't star, but Rihanna was featured in it. It's her first feature film, which she did okay. You know, they wrote a nice size part for her debut. She did okay in the film. The film overall was a little lackluster for me. It was a big-budget film that really didn't meet the hype that it created for itself. I do like the fact that in the film they did include some real-life Navy veterans in the film, some soldiers that were from the injured list that are back in the United States now, and I guess they put them to work and put them in the film, which they get a big thumbs up for. But the film overall, it's a little lackluster. It didn't measure up to the big-budget hype. Mm. So that's one that I say you can wait for DVD for. Or, you know, if you're really bored, you can go to a matinee. I wouldn't go see it on a regular.
Okay.
And I went to go see The Good Samaritan, which is an independent film, which stars Mr. Samuel L. Jackson. And he also is an executive producer for the film. Mr. Samuel Jackson did what most of the big Hollywood moguls do now, and is that they fund their own projects, which I'm proud of. This film is much like the film Go and the film Rock and Roller, if anyone's familiar with those. Mobster crime, you know, criminal, went to jail, he's out, he has a change of heart, he's trying to straighten his life. But, you know, you can get out of the game, but they just won't let you leave type of thing. So it's action-packed, you know, classic Samuel Jackson, you know, his bravado, his attitude, you know.
Right, yeah.
It was a pretty good film. Very good. Yeah, absolutely. I give him thumbs up for it. I appreciate him for stepping out and starting to fund his own projects.
Yeah. That's big.
Yeah.
Definitely recommend that one.
I recommend that one. And the movies on the lookout is Snow White and the Huntsman, The Amazing Spider-Man, Prometheus, and The Invisible War. The Invisible War is a documentary based on rape in the military. It's a quiet little secret that goes on, and they keep everything in-house because, you know, they have their own courts and their own police system, and we don't find out about all that stuff that happens in the military.
Sure.
So this is a documentary that's going to put that stuff on blast, so I'm very interested in that.
Wow.
Me too.
This is going to be a good one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, TK, we appreciate you as always, and we'll definitely talk to you next week for more of the great movie review that you and Adam bring. So we thank you. Enjoy your week, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you. And I apologize again for the technical difficulty.
No problem at all.
No problem.
Ms. Ferguson, I know she's going to kill me. It's past the bedtime. What's going on?
I'm here, actually, no, because I'm buying a pair of shoes every week, so you guys are actually buying me a little bit of time.
Oh, you got to go.
Yes, I am. And, you know, this reminds me to tell everybody to go to DSW and sign up for their Shoe Rewards program if you haven't already done so. You can use up to 3 coupons in one purchase, and that doesn't even include your shoe reward. So I just actually got a pair of shoes, a $60 pair of shoes for $12. Because I used all of my little codes, and then I went to a website called Retail Me Not, and this doesn't even have anything to do with what I'm about to tell you guys, but I went to a little website called Retail Me Not. If you haven't heard of it, it gives you all types of coupon codes.
Retail Me Now?
Retail Me Not.
Not.
And actually,
okay.
What I'll do is I'll link up over to that on my website, too. Now that I'm thinking about
okay.
it, yeah, I just got a pair of $50 shoes for $12.75. I'm so excited. Can't wait to get
them.
Well,
can I use your code? Or are you
I just used them. Yeah, no, you can't use them. I just used them all. I had, like, a $25 code, a $5 code, and two $10 codes. So, and then
and
I got
you earn those tickets. By shopping at DSW?
Yeah, you do. So, yeah, but they'll do, but you can redeem all of these codes at once. So, I mean, I love BSW. I absolutely love them. And
I've had the program before, and they just sent me coupons of percentages off. So I just wasn't sure how the dollar amount works.
Right. The more you spend, like you have to, like what you do is you redeem it for points. And every time you get a certain amount of points, they give you like a $10 off gift certificate or a $5 off gift certificate. And then, of course, they put expiration dates on those little, I don't want to call them gift certificates, but I guess, and some, they're offer discounts. They're called offer discounts. So as soon as, you know, if you, you know, so as soon as you can spend them, you know, they'll give you an expiration date, of course, but you can go online or go in the store. And I always go online because it seems like, you know, the selection is bigger online than it is in the store. Like I got a pair. A couple of weeks ago, I got a pair of Gucci flip-flops for $40 off of DSW because of my, no, it had to be about a month or so ago, because of all of my little offer discounts. So, I mean, it's really worth it. And they were actually originally $150 and I got them for $40. So, you know, that's a heck of a savings if you ask me. So, you know, and then I got a pair of $60 shoes for $12.75. That's tax and everything. So, tax, shipping, everything is included in that little $12.75. So I would definitely suggest that everybody go online and, go into the store, go online and sign up for the rewards program because it is definitely worth it. And it also sends you things like, you know, if you spend like $25, you can get a free tote or some, you know, a pair of socks, you know, for the guys. And this isn't just for women. This is for guys, too, because DSW has both men and women shoes. So I would definitely, it's worth it to me. I mean, I shop in there like crazy. But that's just a whole other sidebar. So you guys just keep that in the back of your mind. I have a couple of sales that I want to tell everybody about. Neiman Marcus now. Neiman Marcus, I always talk to you guys about Neiman Marcus last call. Today is their last day. And, of course, I find out about these things in the middle of the week or sometimes these things are like flash sales over the weekend and carry over to Monday. So that's why I always tell you guys about this stuff. Like, it seems like I'm telling you about it kind of late, but I'm finding out about it, like, you know, because it's only flash sale. But today is the last day for you to shop at Neiman Marcus Last Call and get 30% off of your entire purchase. So keep in mind that Neiman Marcus Last Call is already the outlet. So if you're looking to get anything designer, now's your time to shop. You know Rama. Of course, you guys know Rama. She actually found a pair of shoes, and she said she was in there over the weekend. And she was in the actual store over the weekend, and she found a pair of designer shoes for, like, $70, and they were normally, like, $300. So, I mean, you know, if you're looking to get designer, if you're really into name brand, that's the place you want to go. Neiman Marcus Last Call. So, right now, 30% off of your entire purchase. Today is the last day to shop at Victoria's Secret and get free second-day express shipping. But this is only on all orders of $125 or more. Now, it's really easy to rack up on Victoria's Secret, especially when I'm about what else I'm about to tell you, because you can also shop that sale, shop Victoria's Secret, and they're having a sale right now. You can get up to 50% off on their clearance things, and it's over 500 clothing selections, clothing styles that you can choose from. So that's also a good thing, and I can tell you, I've gotten some, you know, some underwear off of Victoria's Secret for $2 and, you know, off of their website, and I've got a dress for, like, $20. So, you know, it just depends on what you're looking for, but you can definitely find some good deals. Now, of course, Victoria's Secret can be kind of expensive, but, you know, you can also find some really good deals if you're shopping at sales and at clearance. And one more thing is going on at Victoria's Secret right now. They have, if you're shopping, if you're looking for swimwear, you can get 20 to 40% off of swimwear because they have an swim event right now. So that's always a good thing, you know, savings, love it. The Lemon Kid is having yet another sale. You can buy one, get one 50% off of all of their tops and sweaters. And, of course, these aren't the, you know, the winter sweaters. These are like summer light knit sweaters, you know. Some really, really cute items inside the Lemon Kid right now. And I'm not sure if you're in the market for some new tennis shoes, but this is an online-only sale. Puma is giving everyone 30% off of the entire purchase now through Wednesday. If you're, this is, like I said, this is an online sale only, so you just need to use Puma Save 30 at checkout. And Puma is actually the only pair of tennis shoes I wear, so that actually does me well. And it's, I love Puma. But anyway, today is the last day to shop at Steve Madden. To get 25% off of your entire purchase, and this is because they're having a friends and family event. Now, this just started, and it's about to end. So, you know, these friends and family events, sometimes they can last for a month, and sometimes they can last 3 days. So this is one of those short, and Steve Madden does this all the time. Like, they have a friends and family event all the time, so I'm sure I'll be telling you guys about another one very, very soon. But right now, you can shop there and get 25% off during their friends and family event. Now, I just got to tell you guys about Designer, and ShopBop.com is one of my favorite stores for designer things. This is my least favorite sale of the night, but if you have it, then, you know, I guess it's okay to spend it. If you shop at ShopBop now, they're having a big event. They're having what they call their big event sale. So if you spend, if you shop now, you can get $50 off every $250 you spend, $100 off every $500 you spend, and $150 off every $750 you spend. Now, that may not seem like a whole lot. It surely isn't to me. That's why it's my least favorite sale of the evening. But, you know, for those of you who have it, you know, it might be something you want to check out if you're looking for some designer deals. Nordstrom and Piperlime.com, they are, if you shop there now, they're giving you free shipping and return on all of your orders. And that's Nordstrom Online and Piperlime.com. I know you guys always get to tell you about Piperlime. The Gap, now and tomorrow, today and tomorrow only, if you shop there now, you can get 25% off of your purchase. And then if you don't get a chance to shop there today or tomorrow, you can shop there on Wednesday and get 20% off of your purchase. So, of course, you're losing out on 5%, but, you know, it's still something. And last but not least, Nine West, one of my favorite shoe stores, they're having a buy one, get one 50% off event, too, and this is in stores and online. So, sorry to rush through everything. I just know I had so much to cover, and I just, you know.
Lots of good sales.
Well, they can find all that at budgetshopaholic.com. Is that correct?
Yes, they surely can.
Okay. This part we ran a little over for entertainment, but we're going to take a quick commercial break and get fit for the summer with Vic McGarry and James Hurd. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. You're listening now. You're listening to the Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. The Steve and Knight Show, Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on EOTMRadio.com.
The summer months are quickly approaching, and many of us are panicking because our bodies are nowhere ready to hit the beach. Tonight I've asked two talented trainers to come on and help us get our bodies and minds right for this summer. First up, Vic McGarry, one of my favorite trainers who helped me change my life and the way I thought about eating and fitness almost 2 years ago. If you remember, he was on our show last year providing us with helpful information on getting the body we want. Please help me welcome back Vic McGarry. Welcome back to the show, Vic.
Hey, thanks for having me,
back.
Man.
Welcome back. You know, last year you gave us a lot of great tips that I think we all incorporated. Mm-hmm. Chike was telling us, who does our movie reviews, he was telling us that he still uses those same concepts you gave us. Now, I remember last year you talked a lot about the 31-day fitness program and the primal diet. What other things do you have? Because I know you have a new blog or a new website and blog. What other things are you incorporating now?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely blogging now at my my home site, so to speak, VicMcGarry.com. But, you know, it's hard to say what's new because the reality is fitness, weight loss, muscle building, whatever you want to look at, the principles are pretty much timeless. I mean, unless you're going to get into that elite level where you're a professional athlete or you're really, really pushing that genetic potential, for us normal people, and I definitely consider myself in that group of normal, average guys. I mean, hell, man, I'm 5'8", 40 years old, white dude, man. I am like, you want to put me right there in the middle of the spectrum, that's me. And, you know, the principles don't change. Eat real food. That's your bottom line. Eat real food. That is a number one important thing. And by real food, I mean, hey, does it come in a box or a wrapper? If it does, it's not real food. You know, when you go to the produce section, the head of broccoli, it does not come with any kind of packaging. It doesn't come with an ingredient label. When you go to your meat counter, you know, and you talk to the butcher, it doesn't come in a prepackaged box. You know, there's no ingredient label on your sirloin steak. And that's what I mean by real food. And that's got to be baseline. Regardless of the season, regardless of your goals, you got to put the real fuel into your body and forget about all the, you know, the hyped-up media supplements and powders and potions and magic potions. I mean, forget about that stuff, man. Go with the real deal, what nature intended for your body to process. I mean, so that's never going to change, in my view. Also, that's not going to change. Yeah, on the, you know, on the basic principles of fitness, you know, my principles have definitely evolved, but they don't evolve in any kind of grand scheme. I mean, I'm always going to be a fan of heavy weight training, strength training, and by that I mean the basic barbell movements, you know. Pick up some heavy weight. I mean, don't make it complicated. Use your basic barbell movements, such as your deadlifts, your squats, your overhead presses. Make sure you incorporate a good, healthy amount of body weight exercises as well, your push-ups, your pull-ups. And then engage in activities that makes your heart feel like it's going to explode from your chest. Get out there and run those 100-yard sprints, you know, do those burpees. And that's it, man. That's it in a nutshell. And I think that kind of advice is timeless, in particular for people who are just looking to, you know, improve their bodies, improve their health, and not necessarily trying to take some sort of, you know, like I said, professional athlete's elite level.
Yeah. So what about for the person who – it's feeling the pressure because here in Atlanta, I mean, it's just about summer now. You know, I mean, the heat's already here. So, you know, with the core months of summer, June, July, August, what do you say to that person now that's saying, okay, I got to do something right because I have this vacation planned or I'm going to Miami or I'm going somewhere to the beach in a month? What's the best tip for them?
Yeah, looking for some hacks, right? Looking for some late game plays here. Well,
right.
I have a few of them. As far as diet goes, do your best to eliminate all liquid calories. Eliminate all liquid calories. So what that means basically is the only beverages you consume are water, black coffee, and unsweetened tea. Now, tea can be green tea, black tea, herb tea, whatever kind of tea you like, but it cannot have sugar or cream in it. So those are pretty much the only three beverages you can have. This is a way I like to have people think about juice. You know, everyone's like, oh, juice is healthy. Juice is not healthy. Juice is nothing but sugar. If you look at a glass of juice, okay, think of a glass of apple juice or orange juice. Look at that glass of juice and then try to picture how many pieces of food it took to make that glass of juice. Would you ever in your life sit down and eat that many pieces in one serving? No, you would not
smash
six apples or eight oranges or whatever it took to make that glass of juice. And that's pretty much what you're doing with your body, but you're not also giving it the blunt effect of the fiber. You're just giving it the pure sugar in the liquid form. So eliminate all liquid calories. Obviously, that means soda. Soda is just terrible. I don't, you know, whoever created that substance how many ever years ago, you know, it's just terrible. But, you know, alcohol is going to be a factor, and that's probably the biggest crux right there. You know, it's summertime. Everybody wants to get a little drink on. I understand. I do, too.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, there's certainly options that are better than not you know, obviously the most ideal situation is to abstain from the alcohol because it does kind of, you know, wreck your hormonal system, your sleeping patterns, on and on and on. But, hey, we all like to get out there and have a little bit of a good time as well.
Right.
If you're going to drink, you know, kind of like my order of priority is red wine, in my experience, is probably your least detrimental to your physique. After that, I would say your hard alcohols cut with water or soda water. Notice that's not cola. It's, you know, it's just basically fizzy water. So, like, you know, your vodka and soda or your, you know, your bourbon and water, that's going to be not too terrible a choice. Bottom of the barrel is beer, man. Beer is just not good for your body at all. Not at all. So, I mean, those are a couple hacks as far as, you know, the way to cut calories. Watch out for the liquid calories, especially. Always increase those vegetables as often as you can. I mean, especially the green ones. You know, anytime you can get spinach, broccoli, asparagus, kale, anytime you can find those things into your diet, do it. And anytime you can avoid the processed carbohydrates, your pasta, your bread, cereal, things of that nature, if you can avoid those, do that as well. So that's what I would recommend on the dietary standpoint. As far as exercise goes, you know, you're kind of late in the game to be worrying about strength training. If you're trying to cut weight, you know, inside 7 days to 14 days, you're a little late in the game. So I would just go straight to the high-intensity workouts, and by that I mean sprints, burpees, skipping rope, kettlebell swings if you have access, boxing drills if you have that kind of, you know, technicality and skill level. But the thing you have to worry about there are people just wanting to jump right in because they are in this kind of panic mode. Oh, hell, I'm going to be on a cruise in 10 days.
Right.
And that's
right.
Whenever you're at risk. That's whenever you're at risk of injury. You know, if I'm telling people, hey, get out there and go, you know, do 10 100-yard sprints, and you've been sitting on the couch for the past 10 years, that's a risk of disaster. You want to temper that with your current fitness level and use some common sense. And, you know, sometimes you just got to take your medicine, man. If you've been sitting on the couch for 10 years and you want to look hot for a cruise in 10 days, it ain't going to happen.
Right. You can be real about it, right?
Right.
So I saw that you have a new is it a video blog you're doing now?
Man, I'm doing all kind of stuff right now. I'm just loving producing content on the internet, loving trying to help people out there. So yeah, I'm doing more cooking videos. You know, some more healthy cooking videos that are going up on the website. I'm trying to get into the Kindle publishing. So I just published a book on Kindle at a really low price, which is great. I've got a new program coming up here middle of June. There's no website for it yet, but the program's going to be called 40 Days Fit. It's a recent experiment I did on myself where I cut 26 pounds in 40 days. I'm just loving producing information for people to consume on the internet, mostly in a free format. You know, when they go to my website, there's always going to be a little bit of paid format as well because, hey, you know, everyone's got to keep the lights on. You know, so I absolutely do enjoy what I do and love it when the questions come in. So anybody, feel free to email me at any time. I read and reply to all email personally.
Right, and that's how when I Googled, you know, I was just trying to make those changes physically in my life, and I came across a website you were on at the time. And I remember I reached out to you personally, asked you questions, and you responded back, and it really helped me format, you know, how I was gonna make those changes. Now, what in terms of snacks, because a lot of people are snackers. What are some of the healthy snacks that we can have?
I tell you, a really good one is homemade guacamole. You know, people don't realize that guacamole, you know, the base ingredient is going to be avocado, which is very high in fat. And through the years, fat has just gotten lambasted in the media, especially in the mid to late 90s, and a very undeserved bad reputation. You know, fats, natural fats, are actually really healthy for you. It's the man-made processed fats, the trans fats, that are going to eradicate your health. But the, you know, the natural fats, fats such as found in avocado or in coconut oil or even in red meat, are quite fine for your body. So making that homemade guacamole, which is simple to do. You know, basically you take an avocado, you throw in, you know, garlic to taste, onion, tomato, maybe some cilantro if you like it, jalapeno, mash that stuff up with a fork, break out some raw vegetables, celery, carrots, thick-cut cucumbers, bell peppers, and dip that stuff in there, especially if you're someone who likes to do the whole chip and dip thing. You know, you're used to a bag of potato chips and a tin of ranch dip. No, that is going to wreck your wreck your physique. Guacamole with a raw veggies is going to be a really good way to go for snacks. Another good snack is raw nuts. Now, notice I said raw, so you want to be sure that you don't get the kind that are pre-roasted in other oils or have salt added. My order of preference for nuts is macadamia nuts, not always easy to find. Almonds and walnuts. Almonds and walnuts are typically very easy to find, even in the raw forms, in just about any grocery store. So those are other good options as well for snacks.
All right. Well, listen, Vic, I want to thank you so much for joining our discussion on getting fit for summer. And people can go to his website, Vic McGarry's website, for training, diet, exercise techniques, and following his blog, www.vicmcgarry.com. We thank you, Vic, and we'll be right back after this message.
Thanks, Vic.
Always a pleasure. Thanks.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites, such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
So we're back discussing ways of getting fit for the summer, and our next guest, James Hurd, is here to weigh in on the topic. James is founder and creator of the fitness camp, Team Polk. Welcome to the show, James.
Thank you, Stephen. I'm excited and nervous to be on this this format, but thank you.
Oh, no, don't be nervous.
Well, welcome. Because, you know, don't be nervous.
It's interesting because I went to your Facebook page where, you know, just to learn more about you. And I know that you started off working a previous job, and then you left that to join Team Polk. Tell us what made you do that.
Well, over 7 years ago, I was about 323 pounds. And I had diabetes, I had high blood pressure, I had the post-nasal drip, I had numerous health issues.
Mm.
And I kept going to the doctors, and they kept telling me that everything was hereditary. And just something didn't, you know, sit right with me with that.
Uh-huh.
So what I did was I started reading and then reading and reading and started kind of understanding that, you know, I was kind of being misled. So what I did from there was, after I kept reading, I changed the way I ate. I changed my perception on eating. I started eating to live versus just, you know, just eating because, you know, I was emotionally attached to, you know, different items.
Right. So how was that transition for you? When you were at 300 some pounds, you know, food was – you probably saw food differently. So how was it making that transition for yourself to see, I'm eating to live now? How was the transition?
Well, first thing it did, it brought me a bunch of peace in my life. That was
okay.
The first thing. But after that, what happened, within the first year, I went from 323 to 171. I cut out all sodas, all juices, this was my eating. I don't like to use the word diet, but this was my eating habits for, you know, since that time on. Nuts, fruits, water, and vegetables. Every now and then, some fish, but nothing else.
So,
that was a drastic change.
That was a drastic change.
Drastic, but needed.
So, obviously now, you know, I've seen pictures. You cut up, you training, you have Team Poke. What's the status of your health now?
Well, all those health issues were gone within the first year. They've never reoccurred. So that hereditary, story that I was told obviously wasn't true.
Mm-hmm.
Also, with my family, with my children, they suffer from asthma, which they don't suffer from now because we cut out the dairy. So a lot of times, if you don't have the knowledge, then you're kind of like chasing your tail. You can do all these different things over and over, and a lot of times it's a society-based, ideology that kind of has to a point where they don't know, which trap to go from one trap to the next, because you go from eating this, and then you become a vegetarian, and then you find out, oh, I'm in a whole other trap. Then you go to being vegan. Oh, I'm in another trap. So all I attempt to do is give people knowledge and have them, kind of come along slowly. Everybody's not going to go full tilt as I did.
Yeah.
So what I attempt to do is just give them knowledge. And from that knowledge, they can, attempt to start bettering their eating habits.
So in your opinion, what are the core principles to living a healthy lifestyle in terms of eating and diet and I know you like the word diet, but eating and exercise? What are the core values, think?
Well, the main thing I always try to impart on people is there's nothing new under the sun or old under the moon. All right?
Right.
Movement is medicine. I mean, that's as basic as you can break it down for people. If you're moving around, you're on that process of becoming healthy. If you're stagnant water is the worst smelling thing probably on the face of the earth. That's how your body becomes. All right. Along with that is you have to change your mindset towards just exercising in general. A lot of people they want a quick fix. I'm not about quick fixes. I'm all about just giving knowledge, and then with that knowledge, and you do it naturally. That's my key thing. Everything I do is about is naturally. And with that, and you start feeling that energy level that's always been within you. I call it potential energy. We learned about it in first, second to fifth grade science classes. What I attempt to do is make theory practical. And my team members are they're benefiting from that basic point of view.
Wow. So what can we expect if we were to join Team Polk today? What can we expect in one of our sessions or our classes?
Well, the first thing I do is before it was Team Polk, it was called Build Me Up, because I'm not of the philosophy that, no pain, no gain, and all that other stuff, all right? I want to take you slow. I'm going to give you a routine that I know that you can do until I build you up to a point where now I can start pushing you. So the first thing I'm going to immediately tell a person is you got to cut out the sodas. You got to cut out the fast foods. You definitely can't go to the Chinese store, because these things, as soon as you put them into your body, deplete your energy. So you can have all the best will intentions in the world, but if you don't have the energy level, now you have to take stimulants like coffee, 5-hour energy, and this, that, and the third, and you're kind of working backwards.
Wow. So do you think, I know obviously diet is important. If someone is having to cut these things out their diet, do you recommend they do it all at the same time or gradually?
No, I set up a gradual thing with my team members. So the first thing that I normally have them do is cut out the sodas, no fast foods, definitely no Chinese foods, and then from there I'll gradually, ask them to do other things that I know will increase their energy level.
What do you say to that person that feels like they cut out the sodas, they cut out different types of foods, but they feel like they've hit a plateau with their fitness? They're not seeing any really changes in their body, but they're putting in the work. How do you motivate them from there?
My program is all about calisthenics. I don't deal with weights. Weights was one of the things when I struggle with my weight. weights, it builds up mass in a lot of instances. Unless you, you know, if you're using light weights, I can see the purpose for that. But weight to me builds up mass from what I've been taught. Okay, and I tell them, you know, we don't do any weights or any of that stuff. All we do is calisthenics. So there's many of my team members hit a plateau doing it on their own, and then when they came to Team Pope, you know, they got different results because it's all about using natural movements, math and science, just using angles, and, you know, obviously after I get you built up, then I can start pushing you with the different routines.
All right. So how does it feel for you having made the transition yourself and now helping others create that? How, on a personal level, how does that make you feel?
It's a very rewarding feeling. I mean, I absolutely love it. I mean, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, because it's one thing to get yourself, you know, in good shape and whatnot and do it for your, you know, your family and your close friends. But to see the impact, and I actually put a post up on Facebook today. I didn't realize the impact that I was having on people. I mean, not just here in local, in my local area, Camden, New Jersey, but I have Facebook friends all over the country, and I'm like, wow,
uh-huh.
Like people are really paying attention, and they're really tuning in, and society always wants to change, and right now the consciousness of everybody is saying, listen, something's wrong, we got to do something different, but we're constantly bombarded with so much of the other stuff that, you know, you kind of get in your own way at times. And being as though that I'm a part of this society and I get that, I'm not hard on my team members. All I want to do is raise their awareness. So if you start thinking about, you know, doing stuff in a different manner, guess what? 9 out of 10 times, it'll come true. You'll manifest that thought sooner or later. But if you're not conscious of it, how are you ever going to do anything different?
So if you could say something to anyone who was listening tonight who they've always wanted to change their physical appearance in terms of their body weight, but they just don't know where to start. How would you motivate them?
First thing I would tell them is that you need to look in the mirror, and you need to tell yourself it takes more willpower for you to do nothing about your physical health conditions and all that than it takes for you to actually get out there and do something. And that's what my team members all across the board are starting to realize, wow, it took more energy for me to know that my heart is almost about to tick out on me. You know, I have diabetes, I have this, that, and a third, and I'll just jump in my car to go to the corner store than it takes for me to walk outside, for me to go dribble the ball, for me to get outside and play with my children. It takes more energy to do nothing than it takes to actually do something. That's a principle in science in itself.
That's true. So where can we learn more about Team Pope?
Well, I have a couple of different options. Team Pope is on Twitter, and it's at Team Pope, Team underscore Pope. Then you can get with me on team.pope, 76@gmail.com, or you can reach me at jamesherd.35@facebook.com. And one last way is my phone number is 856-676-9463. I'm so dedicated into what I'm doing. I take all calls and I return them, everyone personally.
Wow.
There you have it. Well, we definitely appreciate
I'm definitely
you.
Have to
and
link up with you to get some motivation on my eating habits because that's just awesome.
Oh, definitely. No problem. I'm here and willing to take that call.
And I'm telling you, Ms. Parker, if you go to his page, because I just saw recent pictures, you never know he was 300 and whatever amount pounds.
323.
Wow.
You would never know it. I mean,
because it's a natural change, and it's not just me. I have several of my team members that are looking the same exact way. People see them, and they're like, wow, they look just how they did in high school, because it's a natural. You don't look sick. Because one of the misconceptions, because a lot of people are looking for an easy way out, is, you know, they start taking diet pills and this, that, and the third, and you look sick, and who, even if you're out of shape and overweight, this and the third, you definitely don't want to look sick. You don't want to look like that. But when when they see somebody who did it naturally, oh, okay, I can. I definitely want to look like that. So I don't have a six pack. I have an eight pack, and I'm working on a 10 pack. You know, so so my team will allow me to push them and push them because they know, they see how hard I go about it myself. They see my children, you know. So I'm not just about words. I'm about action.
It's true. Well, we definitely appreciate you coming on. I know you inspired someone out there tonight, and we'll continue to stay in touch with you. Thanks again for joining our fitness show tonight, and have a good night, okay?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care.
Okay. And if you listen tonight, we're going to have links on our Facebook page where you can find Dick McGarry and James Hurd. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll come back with Stephen Putland. Right back.
Procom Voices is your complete resource for finding professional voiceover talent for all types of projects, radio and TV, flash, corporate video narrations, and more. Here's what sets Procom apart. We give you fast access to professional voice talent from all across the country. Actors and actresses who are handpicked by Procom and experienced in bringing copy to life. And you direct your voiceover session live, by phone, as it's happening, so you can be sure of the results. Start by searching our online talent demos broken down into convenient categories. Or call our casting experts for helpful advice in finding the perfect voice. Once you've chosen one or more voice talents, simply submit your script and book your talent online. Or just call us, toll free. At session time, you'll be connected to Procom by phone patch. Listening in on your session, you'll have the ability to interact with the voice talent you've cast and direct them yourself. Try multiple styles, hear playback, and request editing from your Procom producer to craft the perfect read. We can even connect directly to your favorite local studio via ISDN. Once you're satisfied with your recording, your files are immediately uploaded to our secure FTP site in the format you request, and you're sent a link by email. Procom Voices, top quality voiceovers. Simple, fast, and affordable. Contact us today to get started.
Welcome back to the Stephen Show, Stephen Knight Show. Now it's time to go into Stephen's playlist. As you know, we receive music from people all over the country wanting to be featured during this segment. And each week we select artists to play in our playlist. Well, I'm very proud because I went through and I listened to a lot of your music, and we'll be featuring a lot of it in our playlist tonight. If you're interested in being featured in Stephen's playlist, please email us at thestephenknightshow@gmail.com. Attach one or two pictures, your bio, and one or two promotional authentic pictures, your songs as well. And all songs must be edited for radio, meaning no cursing. We look forward to hearing from you. The first song was from Posse Maserati, featuring Willie B. You may remember him, he was on our show last year about how hip hop music has influenced our culture. But this song is called Just Me. Check it out and enjoy Stephen's playlist.
Enjoy, everyone.
Tell me go, so I'm taking off. Running like I'm handcuffed, I spit you too smooth. Criminal, gritty cops in the hood where I'm from. Suspects on the run. Young girl cabin baby started off just having fun. Every day it's something different. I live life believing, dreaming, and wishing on a star like I did with Cleese. But now you're looking down, I'm looking up, I'm shining. Can you see me?
It's just me, me against everything. Married to the game, no wedding ring. Coming from a place where Beretta's bang.
Me against the world, I'm taking off, hustle hard, want it all, what's the cost, it's coming with a loss, I get respect, pay it all, give me check on the blow, really beat.
Somebody told me, more money, more problems, and when it come to money, getting more solvent. Subtracting all the phonies in my face, cheesing. Knowing that the cheese be the real reason. They around me, knees to the ground, pray God keep me grounded. Try to stay aware of my surroundings, thinking as I pound on the committee board. Gotta get a milli plus two.
That's why I think a lot, repetitive brain. That mean my money on repeat, repetitive gain. That mean my bread on increase, repetitive brain. That mean my flow so distinct, it's never the same, yeah.
It's just me, me against everything. Married to the game, no wedding ring. Coming from a place where Beretta's bang. Knowing we deserve all the better things.
It's me, me against the world. hustle hard, won it all. What's the cost? It's coming with a loss. I get respect, pay it all. Give me check on the boom.
See, we turned it all around. Yep, we made it. And these haters stay mad. We cremated it and burned it down.
Burn it down. We're the fireman. Our flames stay lit because we spit fire, man.
You gotta hand it to us. Surpassed everybody that had passed on us. Broke the glass, still a no glass on us.
It's us, we never do it with the rest of them. Cause you knowin' that we better than the
it's
rest
just
of them.
Me, me against everything. Married to the game, no wedding ring. Coming from a place where Beretta's bang. Knowing we deserve all the better
it's
things.
Me against the world, I'm taking off, hustle hard. Won it all, what's the cost? It's coming with a loss. I get respect, pay it all. Give me check on the blow, will he be with
me? It's just me, me against everything. Married to the game, no wedding ring. Coming from a place where Beretta's bang. Knowing we deserve all the better things.
Me against the world, I'm taking off, hustle hard. Won it all, what's the cost? It's coming with a loss. I get respect, pay it all. Give me check on the blow, will he be with me?
Get the calling, you know you gotta answer. Oh, that wasn't him, I got one more chance, huh? In the meantime, I continue to get it on. Guap, Cheddar, Fetty, Moolah, yeah, get it all. Trade of truth, we yawn. Light switch never off. Never made it to the league, but I've been on the ball. If I could advise y'all, tell you to stop, dog. Jumping over niggas by leaps and bounds is so profound. Next to question to be how did he do it? Climb that mountain, mission impossible, no time cruising. Cut the roof off, now we cruising. Roll that road, yo, a life rodeo drive, what we doing? Shopping, came from the bottom, no stopping. Caught tossing, that mean bottles we popping,
Yeah, I'm the epitome of blindness. BDR, you are.
What's the odds over under that I overachieve? I say that I can do it. What do you believe? He say, she say, I believe none of what I hear and half of what I see on a day to day. Let's talk about what I do see. Like you and me. Up on the corner, yeah, they stuck. I remain fly though, rise above all that though. Circumstances never define, should know. Show how strong I am, tell me about you. Never judge a next man, don't know what he's been through. All that I can do is share a little piece of me. Maybe you can take it and make your day better. You see, that's called progress. Nevertheless, I digress. So much on my mind, I feel like I ain't got time left. But I keep going though, sort of like I'm treadmilling, running in place. Tell me how you feeling.
Yeah, I'm the epitome of blindness. BDR, you are. Refinement, HB, literally, they co-signers. I'm on every word, every bottle flow is timeless. Hey, yeah, I'm the epitome of blindness. BDR, you are. Refinement, HB, literally, they co-signers. I'm on every word, every bottle flow is timeless. Hey,
yeah, yeah. You hear me, but do you understand? Epitome of flyness. I'm levitating and I'm gone.
Thank you. make you my bitch. And it's not even my birthday.
My birthday.
But you wanna put your name on it. And it's not even my birthday.
Heart attack and throw it back, now watch me get it. Ain't new to this, but you the shit. Damn, girl, you pretty. Blowing out your candles, let me make a couple wishes.
Remember how you did it, remember how you said it. If you still wanna kiss it, come and get it. Sweeter than the rice cake, breast tipping. Kill it, tip it, cake, fill it.
If you're sexy, you know it, I ain't afraid to show it. Put a candle on my motherfucking back, baby, blow it. Love it when you do it like that. Show up with some sex, bring a rack, some rack. Wrap it up, boy, while I take this bow off. Talk that talk, yeah, I know I'm such a show off. Daddy, make a wish, put this cake in your face. And it's not even my birthday.
Ooh, it's not even her birthday. But I wanna lick the ice and out. Give it to her in the worst way. Can't wait to blow candles out. I want that.
Take a picture, 'cause you'll be missing me when I'm gone, take a picture.
you is you came on. Girl, what you playing for? Come on, let me kiss that. Ooh, I know you miss that. What's wrong? Let me fix that. Twist that. Baby, tonight, I let you know.
Reciprocating the love is so horrible. The beat of a different drum I walk to. Burden's too heavy to carry, so I do it for you. Tell no lie, yeah, I've been crucified. But my conscience has been buried, you heard right.
They ask me how I did it. Tell them that my conscience was buried with it.
how I did it. Yeah, wouldn't you like to know? All I'ma say is I'm a Johnny Depp flow. Pushing a Curtis blow and what? Trying to get off another skull, never enough. This is what you do when you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. Push the rock, rob bass. Rob your spit in your face. Leave you laying where you once stood. Hey, I thought I told you these are breaks. Talks more, the more money he makes. Different territories taking over different states. Shaking hands with dignitaries. Welcome to the game.
They ask me how I did it. Tell them that my conscience is buried with it. Do what I gotta maintain a position. Caught in a catch 22.
Flow angelic, like her voice is. Tell me what you do when you go to people for answers, and they got none to give you. You look in the mirror. Help, I was seeking lying in front of me. Stop lying, dog, you was fronting on me. But it don't matter no more now. I reconcile my differences like Chris Brown with Rihanna. Don't judge me, I stood in front of your honor. On many days now while I'm flipping the page on life. Flipping the flow, flipping the script, I got it right. In Miami swimming with Dolphins name Flipper. I am getting out of catch 22. Yeah, I'm preaching to the choir. Like the one behind me, this a nostalgic moment. Eloquence of a reverend, it makes sense, don't it?
They ask me how I did it.
I hope you enjoyed Steven's playlist. We encourage you to send your music in. Make sure it's clean, radio edited. I want to give a special shout out to our guest tonight, Vic McGarry, who, that's my man. He helped me change the whole way I thought about everything. Go to VicMcGarry.com. Also, James Heard, his story is inspiring, coming from 327 to, I mean, if you can see him now, he's a fitness guru. So check him out on Twitter and also on Facebook. We'll have links on our Facebook page. We hope it inspires you to make the changes that you need to live a long, healthy life. You'll feel better. You have better health. You look better. So definitely follow these guys and make the changes you need for your life. I know I'm stepping it up, inspired by tonight's show. I want to hope you all have a great Memorial Day weekend. Be safe. Until next week, God bless.
The air fresh taste, it looks so fresh and so clean.